This episode is dedicated to the memory of our dear friend, Jeff Nines.
The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Hey, Finn! How's it going down there in the trash refinery?
You mean the dump, don't you, Prisco?
I know that's what you guys call it down here, but it's actually the trash refinery. Or compactoroo, whatever you prefer. But here we collect, crush, and prepare the station's trash for transportation to the sun, where it will be melted down. Of course, you probably already knew that since you work down here, but it's a very exciting zippity-doo!
And if you say so, little buddy, for me, it's just a daily routine of the same old thing. Crush garbage, pack it up, ship it off. Boring.
Boring? Never. Not to me, anyways. Trash is my life.
What a life. But whatever gets you by, Brisco.
Hey, what's this? It seems something is moving in that pile of trash.
What? No way.
Yes way! Something's alive in there.
Really? What is it?
Well, I think it's some kind of bot. Finn, do you see this?
I sure do. If it's a bot, he's been messed up pretty bad. Those are scorch marks on his plating. He must be in about 100 different pieces. Looks like he was blown apart by an explosive or something. But somehow, he managed to survive.
Wow, he must be a super bot.
I don't know about that, Brisco, but if he doesn't get some special expert attention soon, he won't be around much longer, that's for sure.
I know just who to take him to. Leave it to me, Finn.
Sure, little buddy. Do what you gotta do.
Oh, I will. Zippity-doo!
Robots of the Company.
Oh boy.
It's in the program.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 95, A Bridge Too Close, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Robots of the Company. It's in the program.
So, can you fix him, Dr. Diesel?
Oh, I have no idea, Brisco. But I will try. Just for you. He's in a pretty bad way.
So, he... Nope. You. Kahoo!
What did he say?
Hard to tell at this point. Seems his speech unit has been damaged. I wonder if his positronic brain has been damaged as well. If that goes, well, that's the end for a robot.
You just gotta save his life, Doc.
I will try my best, Brisco. Rest assured. I will have to extract the positronic network and place it within a new robot body. After that, all we can do is hope for the best. His brain may survive or not. Either way, depending on how bad the damage is, he may never be the same again. Do you know who he was?
No idea, Doc. His parts just came through the garbage chute and ended up in the refinery. If he hadn't spoken, he'd been transported off to the sun to be melted down.
Oh, dear. You're a real hero then, Brisco.
Really? Me? A hero? just like my idol, Cliffhanger.
Yes, exactly like Cliffhanger, only better. Because, you see, you may be responsible for saving this bot's life.
Wow, imagine that, me, little old Briscoe team robot, a hero, zippity-dippity-doo!
Well, we shall have to see first, Briscoe. We shall see after the operation. Come back later to check on a friend here. Hopefully by then, I will have some good news for you.
You betcha, Dr. Diesel. I'll be back after my work shift. You can count on it.
I wish I could count on a good outcome for this poor fellow. But I couldn't tell poor little Briscoe to save this spot's life. It'll take a miracle.
Attention! Attention, everybody! The latest shuttle has arrived. That's the next batch of bridge tournament contestants. It's going to be a busy couple of days around here. Stay on your toes, guys, and enjoy.
Oh, boy. More contestants? How big is this bridge tournament going to be, anyhow? BJ is expecting us to work our fingers right down to the circuits.
Exactly. I'm already tired. Hey, can I quit? I want to quit.
No, Popsicle. None of us bots can quit. Xanthcorp owns us. We gotta do whatever BJ tells us to do.
Aw, nuts. I'm sick of making toast for all these people. They're all so rude.
Tell me about it. I had a guy try to caress my rear compartment earlier. I wanted to slap him so hard, but I just had to grin and bear it. Treat him nice, and serve him another drink. And that stinks.
We all have our jobs to do, like it or not, Betty. All you can do is try and be polite, no matter how rude they may be.
But I'm not a waitress, Putch, and you know that. I didn't get my 3 PhDs, or my doctorates for this kind of work.
But for the next couple of days, you are whatever BJ says you are. Pierre told me that every bot is going to have to do exactly what they're told to do, even if it isn't their normal job on this station. BJ said that this bridge tournament is priority number one this weekend. Everything else is secondary.
That really stinks.
You bet it does. It's just not fair, Putch.
Hey, my hands are tied. What can I do?
Yeah, well, where is that blockhead Zimtron in all of this? Shouldn't he be here working his butt off, too?
Oh, you forget. He and Lovely got so spooked by the thought of the Syndicate coming onto the station that they've run away to hide. Haven't seen them for days. But oh boy, am I gonna give Zimtron a piece of my mind when I do see him. And he's gonna be on latrine duty for a month.
Dr. Betty, you are needed at the bar. There are drinks to be served. Get to it. Chop chop.
I wish I could pour a tray of drinks over his head.
Well, sadly, you can't.
I know. Darn it! I never thought I'd envy Crusher so much right now. He's off helping out on Station Z. He has an easy job, if you ask me. I bet he's out there having the time of his life catching criminals for that other station, while I'm out here being ordered around and groped all day.
Dr. Betty, where are you? We have guests to serve. Chop, chop!
I'll chop him in a minute. Ah!
Chop him once for me while you're at it. Please.
Oh, melt. Dr. Betty, front and center. Pronto!
Ah! I kick his backside pronto.
Oh boy, what a day.
I wonder where everybody is. I thought sure we'd have come across some illegal activity by now, down here in the lower decks. but nothing so far. It's been days.
I can't figure it out. I know there's bad stuff going on down in these lower decks. Word on the street says so.
I've never been so bored in my life.
You hear that?
Aye. What was it?
Sounded like it came from over there in that corner, behind those storage crates. Let's check it out. It may be a criminal.
And I'm ready to pounce, Chief.
Come on, then.
Hold it right there, scum.
Come out with your hands up, bucko.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Lovely gives up! Lovely surrenders!
Ow! 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 Oh, my head! You landed on my head, you know. You're heavier than you look.
Lovely was a scared. Lovely wasn't watching where Lovely was going. Your fat head got in Lovely's way, Simtron.
You have got to be kidding me. What are you two doing here?
What? Where am I? What happened?
It's okay, Chief. It's only Simtron and Lovely.
Lovely is so sorry. Lovely and Simtron were only hiding from the mob.
Is this true, Simtron? Hey, you! Zimed! I'm talking to you, bucko!
Oh? You mean me?
Your name is Simtron, isn't it?
Is it? I don't remember.
Oh, likely story. Right, get up, you two. You're under arrest.
Lovely is under arrest? Why? Lovely has done nothing wrong.
And what did I do? Why arrest me?
I'm arresting you two for dereliction of duty. There's a bridge tournament on, and it's supposed to be all hands on deck.
But Lovely does not work here.
Struth, Chief. Lovely is only visiting.
Oh, right. Fine. But Zimhead here is willfully avoiding work.
Actually, he was avoiding the syndicate. I mean, can you blame him for being scared?
Look, whose side are you on anyway? We have a sworn duty to uphold the law on this station.
Aye, Chief. Of course, Chief. I was only trying to clarify the situation.
Okay, then. Just consider it clarified. But I want to hear from these two. What are you two bots thinking?
Lovely was just doing as Simtron said Lovely and Simtron should do. Hiding from the bad guys.
And what have you to say, Simtron? Well, are you going to answer me or what?
Are you talking to me?
Well, you're the only one here with a stupid name like Simtron, aren't you?
Is that my name? Oh, because I don't think it is. I would think I'd have a cooler name. Something like, Gary Sabbath, or, Chopper, or, Clint Botwood.
Sorry, mate.
How about Cliffhanger? Oh, yes. Oh, I bet that's my name. I'm Cliffhanger.
Dream on, mate. Sorry, but you're just plain old Simtron.
Nope, I'd rather be nobody. Hey, I don't exist.
Nice try, bucko. But you're who we say you are, and you're still in big trouble.
Nope. Can't hear you. I don't exist. And if I don't exist, neither do you.
What's with this guy? Is he playing me for a fool?
I'm certain he wouldn't do that, Chief. Let me talk to him. I'll get to the bottom of this.
Sure. You have more patience than I do. Have at it. I'm going to take a look in the next section. I'll call you if I need backup.
Gotcha, Chief. No, what's all this about, Zimtron? You feeling okay, my lad?
Are you talking to me again? Because you shouldn't be able to see me, since I don't exist.
Certain. Of course I am, pal. And you do exist, Zimtron. I can assure you. Are you all right?
To be honest, things are a bit fuzzy. I must have hit my head harder than I thought, because now I see a giant mole sitting over there in that corner. He keeps leering at me and eating cheese. Do moles even eat cheese? I thought they ate caviar.
Wow, you're long gone, Zimtron. Out to lunch, as it were.
Lovely is sorry, Zimtron. Lovely was a scared. Lovely didn't see where Lovely was heading. Lovely didn't mean to kill Zimtron. Is Lovely in trouble, Officer Crushers?
Nay, it'll be okay, mate. Zimtron isn't dead, he's just malfunctioning. I think we may need to get him some medical assistance.
If you're referring to me, I'm okay. In fact, I feel a lot better now. The mole says he isn't angry at me. He just wants a nice mug of root beer to go along with his cheese. I gave him one, and now we're besties. So you can stop worrying about me. No need for a doctor at all.
I'm not so sure about that. Let's do some basic tests to see if you're a sound mind. How many digits am I holding up?
Let me see. Four?
Well, that's right. Good. Now, how many beans make five?
Do you think I'm a child? Five beans make five. Sheesh! Besides, my mole friend here hates beans. He says he never touched them. So, see? I'm fine.
Oh, sure you are, pal. You're as fit as a fiddle.
Zimtron is okay? Good! All is well that ends the well. Yay! Lovely feels much better now.
Oh, brother. Okay, here's one final test then. Do you know where you are right now, Zimtron?
Oh, that's easy. Of course I know where I am. This is the African savanna, and we're on safari. How else do you explain the seven giraffes, the lion, and the monkey?
Seven giraffes, a lion, and a monkey? What happened to the giant mole?
He's gone to Mars to marry your sister, of course.
Nay, I'm afraid that's not right. I don't even have a sister. It seems Zimtron is worse off than I thought. We'd best get him to the infirmary, stat.
Oh no, Lovely feels bad again.
Well, maybe this isn't Africa after all. Maybe we're in ancient Egypt. Yes, yes, I think I see a pyramid just over there. Let's head that way, and I think I can see my mummy.
Oh no. Zimtron has gone crackers. Zimtron needs the help.
I agree. He needs to see Dr. Betty. She'll know what to do. Come on, mate. You're coming with me.
Fine. But can we stop off at my house on the way? I think I need my diaper changed.
You didn't wear diapers, Zimtron. And trust me, you didn't need one.
Then I need a ham sandwich. Let's go get a ham sandwich and a cup of ants.
Oh boy, Zimtron has lost Zimtron's marbles.
Let's not jump to conclusions, Lovely. Let's just take him to see Dr. Betty. She'll know how to fix this.
Onward and upward, tally-ho! Oh, wait. Look there. It's a walrus fracker. Thank you.
It looks like all the tournament entries have arrived, BJ. We're ready to get the whole thing started.
Excellent, Harmony. Let the games begin.
I'll see to it personally, BJ.
You do that, Harmony. I'll be watching from here until the perfect time to make my big entrance.
As you wish, sir.
Well, why are you here, Pierre?
Moi, still think this tournament may be a bad idea, BJ. Seriously, the timing is terrible.
Why do you say that, Pierre?
You know why, BJ. We have a crime problem aboard this station.
Oh, poppycock. Things have been quiet on this station for days. Therefore, I think the reports we received were a bit premature, and I didn't get where I am today by worrying about premature reports. No, this tournament is timed perfectly, Pierre. It's just the good press this station needs. When I am declared the big winner of the first annual Camden Port Bridge Tournament, everybody who is somebody in this galaxy will want to come visit our not-so-humble station. It's a win-win for me, Pierre. Ha, ha, ha.
Moi hopes you are correct, BJ.
Of course I am, Pierre. I didn't get where I am today by not being correct. Now stop worrying about nothing, and let the games begin!
Oh, Biggs, honey, you're wearing a hole in the carpet with all your pacing back and forth. You gotta relax, hon!
Relax? Relax? How can I relax, knowing that any minute now, the boss is going to show up to hear my report on how well we've established the syndicate on this station, when we haven't really established ourselves very well on this station at all? He'll have my hide, Daisy!
I'm sure he'll understand, Biggs. Stop worrying!
It's time to start worrying, boss! He's here!
Oh, snitch!
See? What'd I tell you? My goose is cooked.
You're cooking a goose? But I don't smell nothing cooking, boss.
I didn't mean it like that, snitch. It was a metaphor.
A what?
A metaphor. You know, something that... Yeah, never mind. Where is the boss?
I'm right here, Biggs.
Oh, hi, boss. Dr. Philbot, sir. It's a pleasure to welcome you to Camden Port Station.
Oh, I bet it is. If you were sincere in that statement, you'd have met me at Spaceport yourself, Biggs, instead of sending this here lackey. What's the matter? I know something's wrong here. I can feel it in my gears.
I can explain, boss.
Yeah, he can explain, Dr. Philbot, please. Just be nice to Biggs, won't you?
Why is she addressing me? I don't talk to the common peons. Listen here, Biggs. We need to talk privately.
Of course, boss, of course. Daisy, you and Stitch, go into the other room and leave me and the boss here to talk. Private-like.
Whatever you say, honey.
And please don't call me that. Snitch, take Daisy in the other room, please.
You got it, boss. Come on, Daisy. Let's give them some privacy. Besides, you need to check on that goose in the oven anyways.
What goose?
Now, down to business.
I can explain everything.
You can?
Well, no, not exactly.
You're behind schedule, Biggs. And that's what I'm here for, to put you back on schedule.
I know, boss, I get it. I just need more time. I need more men.
Really? when you took this job, you assured the big, big boss that you could handle it. In fact, you said that nobody in the galaxy was better than you. Do you remember that conversation, Biggs?
Yeah, I remember. And I stand by that statement. I can do this. I just need more time.
More time, eh? Well, then, you'll have to tell that to the big, big boss yourself.
Oh, please don't make me do that, sir. Please.
Oh, there's no choice in the matter. You'll have to tell the big, big boss when the big, big boss arrives.
The big, big boss is coming here?
Indeed. In fact, the big, big boss is coming here real soon. You can explain your apparent failure to the big, big boss then. Up close and personal.
We'll redouble our efforts. This station will be ready for the big move before the week is out, I assure you.
I had a feeling you'd say that. Well, I hope so, Biggs. For your sake. Because if it ain't ready by the end of this coming week, the big, big boss will blow a gasket. And we don't want that now, do we?
Nah, we sure don't. Don't worry, I got this well in hand.
You know, nothing worries me more than somebody telling me not to worry. So all I can say is you better get real.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 95, A Bridge Too Close, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Kyle Borges as Briscoe, Jerry Kokich as Finn, Shane Harris as Jax, Paul R. Beesey as Dr. Diesel, Angelique Bone as the computer, Joe J. Thomas as Futch, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Deborah Adams as Dr. Betty, David Alt as Pierre, Pete Lutz as Badger, Julia Eve as Boone, Joe J. Thomas as Lovely, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Stefania Lintonbon as Harmony, Jonathan Patrick Russell as BJ, Zeddy Chevron as Daisy, Dave Morgan as Mr. Big, Shane Harris as Snitch, and Jeff Niles as Dr. Philbot. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Maria Mazur. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, and if you'd like to email us with virtually any reason at all, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We were scheming behind the scenes during the making of this audiogram. The Robots of the Company will return next time for an episode entitled The Big, Big Boss, coming your way soon. So until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2020 and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, soaring into new realms.